David Chapman?
Oh, hi. Yeah, is that Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mr. Chapman. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chapman, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office. That is the reason I called you. So, could you just tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
It's working okay at the moment.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very,
very slow? I've had no trouble with it.
No trouble?
No.
You know what, sir? From last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed, proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, sir, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we haven't found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today.
Well, I've had no problems whatsoever. My emails are all arriving, and...
I know your internet is working fine, sir. I know that. But the lines and network which you are using is no more secure. First of all, could you please tell me, when was the last time you used this internet lines? Last time?
Oh, I've used it this morning, actually.
This morning? Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and
well,
on Friday.
That certainly wasn't me.
And on Friday, between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that was you or somebody
else? No, not me, no.
Might be anyone else in your family member, so?
No, I'm the only one, apart from my wife, and she's, I can vouch for her.
Oh, you mean to say that only you and your wife who live there and...
Reduce my internet connection,
And when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
It's turned off.
I'm not talking about your computer. I'm talking about your router, your modem.
Oh, the router's always on.
Always on. Okay, that is the reason, sir. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Yes, I can. Three green and one blue. The blue one, of course, is the phone that we're talking on now.
Yeah, the blue one is your phone one. And out of three, how many of them are blinking, sir?
None.
All the lights is stable, you mean?
Yeah.
And generally, sir, how many devices are connected with the internet, like your mobile phone...
My mobile phone, my landline, and the computer.
And any kind of television or tablet which are also connected sometime?
Netflix occasionally.
Occasionally, you connect your internet in your television and you watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And I can see in my system also there is three tablet. Three iPad and one laptop is also connected. That is your devices?
I've got a laptop.
Laptop and
I've got my wife's phone, which is a different, she's got a different number to mine. And that's all, really.
That's all. Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir. As per my reports, I can see here in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason, sir, sometime your internet getting drop out. Just because all of the services and data are divided with all those people who are active in your lines. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, sir, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security details. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah. Hello. Yes, I've got it.
And you can write on your router customer ID number. So your router customer ID, which is 888.
Wait a minute.
Customer ID.
ID.
Yes, triple eight.
Eight. Yes.
Yeah. Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
D.
C for Charlie.
C.
A for Alpha.
A.
Then number 60.
60.
Yeah, then give a hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
Then number 7.
7.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
D.
And number 062.
062, right?
Yeah, check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA-60 hyphen 7D-062, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, this is your router and Telstra customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number. Sorry?
Yeah, okay. Well, certainly nobody's been trying to do that to me. And in any case, I wouldn't accept them for the call over the phone if they started that nonsense.
That's very great, sir. That's good for you. You know what, sir? Nowadays in our country, there are so many scam callers going on. Some of the people are calling our customer and they are trying to tell our customer that there's something went wrong and they are trying to sell something, right?
Yeah.
That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call.
And thank you very much.
Welcome, and I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. All
right, good. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, sir, right now is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on at the moment, yes.
And what exactly do you see on your screen?
Oh, just a screensaver.
Screensaver. And do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Yes, I do.
Could you please check right now what is the speed you are getting, because I need to make a report of it. Can you hear me? Okay. you need to tell me what are the download and upload speed you are getting, okay?
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yeah, I just wanted coming up now.
Okay. You need to tell me what are the download and what are the upload speed you are getting.
Sir? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've got an internet speed test that's got to go.
Yes, sir.
And there's a circle appearing and disappearing and...
Mm-hmm. Are you checking in your laptop or in your other device?
On the computer.
Computer itself, okay.
Well, it's not giving any indication at the moment.
It is not going on?
No, it's just at the moment.
You can do one thing. You can check from our official website, from Telstra official website. You can go back to the Google, sir. Open your Google.
Hang on. I'll get rid of this.
Yeah, get rid of it and open your Google.
Yep, and so I've
type in there. No, you can type in there Telstra speed test. Telstra speed test. That is our Telstra official website.
Yeah.
Have you done so?
It was,
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to go, and the circle expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I've clicked the download button at the bottom of the
Click on go, sir. Click on go.
Click on go.
Yeah, when you click on go, you'll get...
Yeah, it's coming up now.
Okay.
Download 53.8. Gigabytes per second. Upload is... download 53.7, upload 18.6.
Okay, all right. Let me just check, sir. All right, hold on. Let me check.
Right.
Well, I can see in my system the download and upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps. 80 Mbps means 80 megabyte per second.
Yeah.
But right now, the download speed you are getting, that is 53 Mbps, and the upload is very slow, that is near about 20 Mbps, right?
Yeah.
I think, sir, some of the major services of your router are not working.
Right.
I need to check those services as well. But let me ask you, basically, what do you do over the internet, sir?
What I do over the internet, I send emails, receive emails.
Mm-hmm.
iTube.
iTube, okay. And you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Oh, Twitter occasionally.
Twitter.
I don't do RAM. I don't go in for social
media
messages and social chats or anything like that.
And apart from that, sir, do you do online shopping?
From time to time, yes.
Sometime. And apart from all those things, do you do any kind of your official work, or sometime you do online banking or any
I do online banking. I do online banking. But I'm retired, so I've got no business.
You only take your online banking through online, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Westpac site.
Let me tell you, sir, it is my humble request to you, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all. Because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over your system, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking over the internet. So it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet, okay?
Right, you're going to send me another router, right? Is that...
Yeah, first of all, let me check the services, like those services are working or not. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Right.
And come to your home screen.
Yeah, I'm on my home screen.
Alright, after that you can do one thing, have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
I just see in the dock finder.
Oh, like you are using an Apple Mac computer or Windows computer?
Yeah, Apple Mac, yeah.
And apart from this computer, you do have any Windows computer in your house?
No, I've got a tablet, but that's all. And two phones.
Two phones. No Windows operating system, right? No Windows computer.
What?
You don't have any Microsoft Windows computer?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Then you can do one thing. You need to open your Safari browser. Open your Safari.
Right.
Done?
Yeah.
And once you open the Safari, you will get a search box. In the search box, you can type in there
W W W dot then A for Alpha dot alpha yeah then N for November N Y for Yankee Y for Yankee yeah then D for Delta
E for England.
E, yes.
S for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
K for kilo.
K for kilo.
Yeah, then .com, .com.
Yep.
What do you have typed, sir? Could you please read it back to me? What do you
www.anus.com.
Yes, right. Then you can search for it and let me know what come up. Search for it.
Okay.
And once you search for it, let me know what come up.
AnyDeskSupport.com.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all secure and fast, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. What's new?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trusted by over 120,000 customers. Yes, go on.
Uh-huh. You need to open the official website of AnyDesk, so click on the first official website, that is www.anydesk.com.
Yeah.
Click on it.
I'm done.
Done, alright. And after done clicking on it, sir, have a look on the right hand side top, sir. Right hand side top,
yeah.
Can you see there is a download option over there?
Yeah.
Click on it. And after clicking on it, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Statement for something, I'm not sure what, February for 2-3 statements, I think it's an American Express statement, yes.
And can you see there is a red color box says download now?
Yeah.
Click on it.
I've already downloaded that statement.
Oh, you already downloaded? Okay, no problem. You can open the download file, sir. If you download it, then you can open the download file.
Yeah.
And once you open it, what do you see after that, sir?
Oh, I trusted by over 1,230,000 customers, etc.
Mm-hmm. And what are the options have you got, sir?
Options. Blazing fast, lightweight.
No.
Secure everywhere. Works on Windows.
No. Come to the top, sir. Come to the top. Come to the top of the page. And at the very top of the page, what do you see?
Oh, I've got a show downloads, share, new tab,
below
show
that,
tab
though.
Overview.
Below that. You will get an option over there in red color box says download now. Can you see that?
No, not at the moment. I'll have to go back.
Come to the top, sir. Come to the top of the page.
Yeah, what was the original address you gave me?
www.
Dot.
Dot. AnyDesk.com.
A.
Desk. ANYDESK. Then you can press enter and search for it. Now, what do you see now, sir?
Is there access now?
Yeah, below that, can you see download now?
Yes.
Click on download now. And after clicking on download now, it is going to download, right?
Yeah.
You need to open this, have a look on the right hand side top, you will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward.
Yeah.
Click on it.
Right.
And what do you see after that?
Oh, it's preparing to download any disk.
Okay, let it be download, sir. Let it be download. Once it will be download, sir, let me know, okay?
Yeah. Now, who are you representing?
Telstra, sir, I told you.
You're Telstra, are you?
Mm. Yes, sir. Still downloading, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, I think your internet is working very, very slow. Now, what do you see now, sir?
Oh, still any disk, downloading any disk.
You can do one thing, have a look on your right hand side top, sir. Right hand side top. Can you see there is a little arrow pointing downward?
Yeah, I've clicked on that.
Yes, click on it, and after clicking on it, what do you see?
It's just any disk dot DMG.
Yeah, double click on it, sir. Double click on it. And after double click on it,
what do you open this file?
Okay. It is not opening. So give a single click.
It's preparing to download at the moment. It says.
I think it is still downloading. And do you use Google Chrome browser, sir? Google Chrome?
Do I what?
Do you use Google Chrome browser? Google Chrome?
Google Chrome, yeah.
You can open your Google Chrome then. Close this and open your Google Chrome.
Okay, I've opened it.
And type in the Google search www.anydesk.com.
Anydesk.com, yep.
Yes, sir, yes. Then press enter and let me know what come up.
Well, comes up anydesk.com, fine, and anything, any, at any com. Topic, etc., etc., etc. It's not secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are the options have you got, sir?
No options at the moment. No.
Now, what do you see now?
No, nothing's changed.
Now, where are you typing, sir? Where are you typing?
I've just got a not secure any com. Any dot.
No,
com.
I think you made. No, you need to type anydesk.com.
Anydesk.com, right now. AnyDesk.com, log in there, remote access with AnyDesk.
Yeah, click on it, sir. Click on it.
Righto.
And now what do you see now?
Access now.
Yeah, below that can you see download now?
Yes, I do.
Click on download now.
And then?
And after clicking on it, sir, it is going to your download file, right?
And the bottom right, AnyDesk.
BMG.bmg. Yes. Yeah, click on it, sir. Click on it and open it.
Yes, and I get AnyDesk and applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to do one thing. You need to click on AnyDesk. All right, click on AnyDesk. Keep pressing on it and move it to the application. Click on AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've done that now.
Then move to the application, right?
Downloaded. Are you sure you want to open it?
Yeah, open it, sir. Right. Click on open.
Right.
And once you open it, what do you see after that, sir?
It's asking for start my trial. Use passport before. So sync using iCloud, sync using Dropbox. More options.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Search my Mac. Restore from backup. That's all.
What exactly do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got new to password, start my trial, onepassword.com, sync using iCloud, sync using Dropbox, more options, search my Mac, restore from backup.
Close this one, sir. Close this one.
Close that. Right. Okay.
What do you see now?
AnyDesk was applications. Download again.
No. Where you can see, you can see two options: AnyDesk and application, right?
Correct.
You can do one thing. You can click on AnyDesk and keep pressing it on it, all right?
Yeah.
Press it and hold it down, then move it to the application so that it will move from there.
Right.
Press it and hold it down, then move it to the application.
Yeah.
It is moved. Then click on application. Click on application, sir. Clicking on application.
Wait a minute. AnyDesk is an application downloader. So are you sure you want to open it?
Then I've got open.
Click on open.
Yes, sir, yes.
Righto. And then it says new to password. Get started with your trial.
You need to put your password, sir. Put your computer password.
Right. Let's find your one password account details.
Yeah, you need to put your Apple ID password, sir. Your Apple ID password.
Where do I put that?
You can't see any password box?
No.
So what do you see? Tell me.
Well, any desk applications. So I've moved the AnyDesk into applications.
Yes, right. When you moved it, then you can
AnyDesk is an application. Then it says open, show disk image, or cancel.
You can click on cancel.
Right. We're back to AnyDesk applications.
Then once again, move it, sir. Move it, AnyDesk, move move it to the applications.
Yeah.
And what do you see after that? Yes. Now what do you see now?
I see I can close the
when you move it, what do you see now?
Coming up behind it, there's a one password 7 application 198.5 megabytes information created 25th of January 2023.
Okay.
Modified 26th of January 2023.
Okay, and what are the options have you got now? And what are the options have you got, sir?
Options?
Yeah, what are the options? Can you see any option over there like okay, continue, cancel?
No, I can't see anything there. There's a few pieces. Even
close this page, sir. Close this page.
Righto, now I've got a page with, on the left, AirDrop recent applications, downloads, iCloud Drive, documents, desktop, shared.
And then close it, sir. Close it.
Close it. Sorry.
Now what do you see now?
All platforms, all devices.
I can't hear you, sir.
All platforms,
all devices.
Close it, sir. Close it. Now, what do you see now, sir?
I see a smaller window with a circle with black eye in the middle of it. On the bottom left, there's an eye password 7. Any desk, app store, automator, books, Rich Baron 29.
Yeah, click on any desk. Click on any desk, sucker. Click on any desk.
Any desk.
Yeah, when you click on it, now what do you see now?
I see a red square with a white square in the middle of it and a white arrow. Pointing to the right, I see any desk information created 24th of January.
So you need to open the any desk, sir. Open the any desk. Open it, sir.
I have done it. Any desk is an app downloaded from the internet. Are you sure?
Yeah, you will get. Yeah, you need to you will get three options: cancel, show web page, or open, right?
Yeah.
Click on open, sir. Click on open.
Right now.
Now what do you see now?
Grant any desk the required permissions to complete remote access functionality.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Open screen recording preferences, which has been with a red dot denied. Request accessibility, red dot denied. Open full desk access preferences, denied. Troubleshooting, reset all permissions.
And what are the first one you said to me, sir? What is the first one?
Open screen recording preferences.
Yeah, you can click on open. And after that, what do you see, sir?
Any desk requires screen recording to show remote users your screen.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Request accessibility.
Yeah, click on accessibility. And after that, have a look on the left-hand side bottom. Can you see, click the lock to make changes?
Yes.
Click on click the lock to make changes.
Yes. Right.
And on the right hand side, can you see there is a AnyDesk option over there?
Yes, you wait. What's the password?
You can put your Apple ID password, sir, your computer password.
Yes, I've done that. It's unlocked.
Unlock, right? Then you can close this page, sir, or minimize this page. Close or minimize it.
Right.
And now what do you see now?
I see grant any desk the required permissions for complete remote access functionality.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Open screen recording preferences, request accessibility, open full desk preferences,
request
troubleshooting, reset all permissions, close.
And what are the options have you got? Reset or close?
Wait a minute. Open full desk access preferences. Request.
Yeah, click on access preferences, sir. Click on access preferences.
Yep.
And after clicking on it, what do you see?
I've got location services, contacts, calendars, reminders, photos, camera, microphone.
Have a look on the left hand side bottom. You will see
and the padlock.
Yeah, click the lock to make changes. You can click the lock.
Alright, I've got to put another password in again.
Yeah, you can put your password, sir. Put your password. And after putting your password, what do you see after that, sir? Have you done so? Have you done so?
Right, it's unlocked there.
Now have a look on the right hand side, sir. On the right hand side, what do you see?
COM Carbonite Install Helper. COM Epsom Install Navi Helper. SSHD Keychain Wrapper. And X-Protect.
Okay, and above to that, sir, can you see there is some option general, file vault, firewall, privacy? Above to that?
Firewall, privacy, yes.
Yeah, click on privacy. Click on privacy.
Yeah. Done that.
Now, when you click on privacy, below that, what are the options come up?
COM Carbonite Install Helper.
I got it.
COM
now, have a look on that. Have a look on the left-hand side, sir. On the left-hand side.
Location services, contacts, calendars, reminders, photos, camera, microphone, speech recognition, and accessibility.
Yeah, click on accessibility. Click on accessibility.
Yes.
Now, on the right-hand side, what come up?
Any server, any desk.
Yeah, any desk. There is a tick. Sir, like where you can see any decks, that is a tick mark, sir, or it is untick?
It's not ticked.
You can tick, give a click on the boxes, sir, so that it will tick.
Yeah, I've ticked it.
Yeah, and after that have a look on the left hand side where you can see click the lock to make changes.
Yeah.
You can click the lock.
Right, so it's locked.
Yeah, and now what do you see now?
Nothing's changed.
Okay, you can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Done.
Now what do you see now?
I now grant any desk the required permissions to complete remote access functionality.
Okay, and what other options have you got?
Open screen recording preferences, which is denied. Request accessibility, which is granted. Open full desk access preferences, which is pending.
Okay, and below that, sir, can you see there is an option over there, continue?
Continue.
Can you see that?
Open full desk access preferences, which is pending. That's all I can see.
Yeah, you can click on open system preference. Now, what do you see now?
I see security and privacy, general firewall. Firewall privacy, allow the apps below to access data like mail, messages.
No. And below that, sir?
There's an SSHD keychain wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
X Protect.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, they don't seem to be highlighted.
Yeah, on the left hand side where you can see accessibility, click on the accessibility.
Wait a minute, yeah, right, and then.
No, on the right hand side, what do you see?
The any desk has been ticked, and
below that,
team viewer
below.
Has been ticked.
Okay, and below that, what do you see below that?
Just a plus or minus.
Scroll it down, sir. Scroll it down.
Scroll what down?
Now, where you can see AnyDesk TeamViewer, you can scroll it down, sir. Slowly, slowly scroll it down.
Yeah.
No,
there's more coming up. Input accessibility, input monitoring, full desk access, files and folders, screen recording,
yeah,
media
and
Apple Music.
Sir. Sir, you can click on the screen recording. Give a tick on screen recording and give
yeah.
A tick above to that. Can you see full access?
It just says the team viewer has been activated. It's been ticked.
Yeah, below that, sir. Can you see screen recording?
Can I see what?
Screen recording.
Yeah.
It is also ticked.
Media and Apple Music is not ticked.
No. And below that, what do you see?
HomeKit, Bluetooth, user availability, automation, analytics and improvement.
No. Above
Apple
to that, sir.
Advertising.
No. Above to that, sir. Above to that.
Above?
Yeah.
Files and folders, full desk access.
Yeah, click on it, sir. Give a tick on it.
Full desk access.
Yeah, give a tick on it.
Right, I've done that.
Now, below that, what do you see?
Files and folders, screen recording.
Yeah, screen recording. It is ticked, sir. It is ticked. Screen recording is ticked.
Well, it's not ticked.
You can, yeah, give a tick, sir. Give a click on screen recording.
Well, whatever, the lock has been locked.
Okay, you can click on the lock again. Click on the lock again.
Right.
Now, what do you see now?
No, what do you see now, sir? No, what do you see now?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not the security and
privacy
screen has been, it's not highlighted.
Okay, no problem. On the left-hand side, where you can see location and services, below that can you see accessibility? Click on accessibility.
Nothing's happening because the...
What do you see now? Tell me.
The thing hasn't unlocked. Wait a minute, might have put the wrong password in. Just I'll do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's unlocked.
Yeah, alright.
You want
right
me
now.
To click on screen recording, do you?
Yeah, you can click on the screen. You need to give a tick on the screen recording. You can't find it?
I've got it now.
What do you see? Tell me.
Oh, I see a thing with carbonite on top.
Okay, no problem. Have a look on the left hand side, sir. On the left hand side, you need to give a click on accessibility.
Accessibility, right.
Click on it.
It's not there.
On the left-hand side, what do you
see? Yeah, on the left-hand side, desktop, shared, downloads, applications, recents, but there's no...
Oh, close it, sir. You can close it. Close this page. Close it.
Right.
Now, what do you see now?
I've got a screen recording, files and folders, full desk access.
Yes, yeah, screen recording is picked, sir. It has got picked.
Screen recording is highlighted, yes.
Yeah, it is got tick, sir, right. Then you can... Sir, above to screen recording, what do you see?
Files and folders.
Okay, have a look on the left-hand side bottom. Can you see, click the lock to make changes?
Yes, it's open.
It's open, alright. Now, on the right-hand side where you can see screen recording, there is a checkout box. It has got tick or it is untick?
It's got plus or minus.
Application. No, on the right-hand side... What are the options can you see on the right hand side?
Nothing. Team Viewer is in there and it's been ticked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use that.
Mm-hmm.
Screen recording.
Yes, screen recording is ticked.
Well, there's no way to tick it. It's highlighted, but.
No, on the left-hand side, where you can see screen recording, on the left-hand side, you will see there is a small box.
A little what?
Little box.
No, there's no little box.
No little box. Okay, no problem. You can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Close it, right.
Now, what do you see now?
I see granting this. The required permissions for complete remote access functionality.
Mm-hmm. And what are the options have you got?
Open screen recording preferences, which is denied. Request accessibility, which is granted. Open full desk access preferences, which is pending.
You can click on request. Click on request. After clicking on request, what do you see after that, sir?
I see a security, a window security and privacy.
Yes.
And on the left, there is location services, contacts,
yep.
Calendars,
yep. Click,
reminders.
Click on accessibility. Click on accessibility. Click on accessibility.
Accessibility, yeah, right.
Yeah, and
done
after
that.
Clicking accessibility, on the right-hand side, what do you see?
Team viewer, any desk, AE server, and the lock has been suddenly
lock,
locked itself.
Lock. You can click on the lock to make changes. Click on the lock.
Right, I've got to put the password in again.
Okay.
The lock has unlocked.
No,
you want
on
me
the
to
right
click
hand
on
side.
Accessibility, is that right?
Yeah, click on accessibility first, and after that, on the right hand side, what do you see? On the right hand side, what do you
yeah,
see?
Yeah, on the right hand side, I just see AE server, any desk.
Any desk is tick, sir? Any desk is tick?
Any desk is tick.
Okay, and below that, sir, scroll it down, scroll it down.
Team viewer.
Okay, scroll it down.
That's the size it'll go, there's nothing else.
Scroll it down, sir, slowly, slowly, scroll
I'm
it down.
I'm scrolling it down there. That's
yeah.
The right hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One.
Scroll it down. Yeah.
Yeah, it won't go any further.
It don't go any further.
No.
Okay, you can... Click the lock to make lock.
Wait a minute, there's a plus or minus window, and if I click on the plus, it says add an application.
No, no, you don't need to click on plus or minus. You can try to scroll it down, sir. Try
well,
to scroll
it won't go. This is the size it'll go.
It don't all
right, accessibility, full monitoring.
No, on the right hand side. First of all, click on accessibility. Click on accessibility.
Well, there's no accessibility on the right hand side.
Okay, on the right hand side, you can see AnyDex, AE server, TeamViewer, right?
That's correct, yes.
Try to scroll it down, sir. Try to scroll it down on the right hand.
I've tried to scroll it down and it won't go down.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. You can click the lock to unlock. Sorry, to lock. Click the unlock.
Lock.
Yes.
Yeah, it's locked.
Then close this page, sir. Close this page.
Right.
Now what do you see now?
I see open screen recording preferences, which is denied.
Okay,
request accessibility, which is granted.
You can
open
click on open system, open screen recording preference. Click on it. Open
yep.
System screen recording process. Now what
yep.
Do you see now, sir?
Back to security and privacy with the lock on the
all right.
Bottom
now
left
you can,
hand corner.
Yeah, on the yep. Left hand side, you can click the lock.
Right.
Then it will ask you for the password, right?
It's now unlocked.
All right. Now, click on accessibility.
Yep.
Now, on the right-hand side, you will see AE Server, AnyDesk, TeamViewer, right?
AnyDesk, TeamViewer, which has been ticked.
Yeah, you can scroll it down this time. Try to scroll it down.
Scrolling it down, it won't go any further than that. Just the three. I've just got the three.
Three things, right? You can do one thing. You can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Close the page completely.
Yes, sir. Yes, close it.
Righto.
Now, what do you see now?
Now, system permission status. Grant AnyDesk the required permissions for complete remote access.
You can minimize this page, sir. Minimize this page.
I can't minimize it. I can only delete it.
Okay, delete it, sir.
Right, now I've got free license non-professional users.
Yes. Can you see there is a 9-digit number?
There is a?
Can you see there is a 9-digit number?
No, I see no 9-digit number anywhere. There's free
on the
license.
Left-hand side. On the left-hand side, sir. Can you see this desk?
No, there is no license number there.
No.
It just says that AnyDesk status, your AnyDesk version is up to date.
Mm-hmm.
AnyDesk service is required to use advanced features such as VPN or being able to connect to this desk while the user account has been switched on or logged out of.
And what are the options have you got, sir?
Install.
You click on install.
Right. It wants to, any desk is trying to install a new helper. Enter your password. Okay, we'll do it again.
Now, what do you see now, sir?
Right, well, we're back to grant AnyDesk the required permissions.
Mm-hmm.
Open screen recording preferences is denied. Request accessibility is granted. And open full desk access preferences is denied.
Okay, and have you got any option over there, like open, like...
It says reset all permissions.
Reset all permission. You can click on it, sir. Click on it.
Okay, I've done that.
Now, what do you see now?
Open screen recording preferences, which is they're all denied at the moment.
And apart from this?
Apart from that, there's a reset all permissions.
Yeah, click on reset all permissions, sir.
Right. Okay, open screen recording preferences.
Mm-hmm. And apart from this?
Request accessibility. Open full desk access preferences.
Yeah, you can click on open.
Reset all permissions.
So you can click on open full desk accessibility.
Open, go on, say again, open which one?
Open full desk access.
Full desk access preference.
Yeah, click on it.
Yep.
Now what do you see now?
I see security and privacy, location services, contacts, calendars, yes. Reminders.
Click on click the lock to make changes.
I have. The lock is unlocked.
Then click on accessibility.
And up comes AE server, AnyDesk, and TeamViewer.
And try to scroll it down.
It's currently got input monitoring, full desk access.
Yeah, click on full desk access. You need to tick this, sir. Full desk access. Tick it.
Yep.
Then
I've
click on
that.
The lock. Yeah, then click on the lock.
To close it.
Yes, sir. You can click the lock first. Click the lock.
Right, it's closed.
Yeah, did. And after that, what do you see now?
Well, the privacy thing on the right is no longer highlighted. And that's the only difference.
Okay.
Privacy up the top, firewall, general.
Okay. You can close this page, sir. Close this page.
Close this page, yeah.
Now what do you see now?
I see that open full desk access preferences pending. Full desk recording preferences denied. Request accessibility is denied. Troubleshooting, reset all permissions. There's an option there, and then there is a close option down the bottom.
Yeah, close it. Give a click on close.
Right.
Now what do you see now?
I see I enter remote address.
Now on the left hand side, what do you see, sir?
AnyDesk status. Your AnyDesk version is up to date. Your address, 920-478-949.
Okay, just hold on, sir. Hold on. The number is 920-478-949?
Correct.
Okay, hold on. Let me just check. Hold on. Don't touch anything, all right? If you see any changes, let me know.
Yep.
Hold on. We are just checking, all right? You know what, sir? Your internet is working very, very slow. Can you hear me?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can hear you. So why is that?
Hold on, sir. We are just checking, all right? Hold on. changes, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, any changes?
No.
No changes, yeah? Okay, alright, hold on. And apart from this computer, you use your internet in which device, sir?
Apart from the computer, I've got an iPhone, and I've got an iPad.
You use your internet in your iPhone as well?
Do I use what?
Internet in your iPhone.
Oh, I take it, emails on it, and messages and so on, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, I've never noticed any problems with it. I've been happy with the service I get from it.
Okay, all right.
I don't use the cameras much, just for playing games, really. Or just using the diary.
Any changes, sir?
No.
Okay.
Look, I really have to go. I'm running late as it is.
Oh, hold on, sir. We are working. Hold on, please. You know what, sir, your internet is working very, very slow. That is the reason it is taking so much time to update the security.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I'm running very late. I have appointments that I've got to see to.
Okay, let me just give me some time, sir, so that I can complete my work. It is still updating, sir, you know.
What was that?
The security which I was trying to put, it is still updating. Now, what do you see on your screen, sir?
It hasn't changed.
Hasn't changed, okay, alright. Any changes now, sir?
No. It's just asking me to enter my address.
No, like shortly, sir, you will get an option over there. Like accept, let me know.
Yeah.
What do you see now?
I just see here, enter room, or here we are, screen, or any person, another
yes.
person would like to accept you to
yes. Yeah, can you see there is an option over there? I trust this call, or I am aware of this risk.
Yeah.
Click on it, sir. Click on
yes,
I trust this call or I'm aware of this risk.
Yep.
Then click on accept. Click on accept.
Right.
Now what do you see now?
You would like to view my desk.
Yes, click on accept or continue, yes.
Yeah,
click
go
on.
Now
what do you see now?
Error. You need to grant any desk accessibility and screen recording permissions. Configure.
What are the options? Yeah,
configure.
Click on configure. Yeah, click on configure.
Yep.
Now, what do you see now?
I see security and privacy.
Yeah,
allow
you can
the
on the left.
Allow to record the contents of your screen.
Yeah, click on allow.
Yeah, well, wait, I've got to unlock the...
Okay. Now what do you see now, sir?
Right, I've allowed it and it's unlocked.
Yeah. Alright, now. Did you click on allow?
Yeah.
Is screen recording is ticked?
Wait a minute. Accessibility team viewer is ticked.
And below the team viewer?
There's nothing else, nothing below. Accessibility or... Any desk?
Uh-huh. That is ticked?
It is there.
Okay, now what do you see now?
No, it just hasn't changed. The lock, click on lock to. There's advanced, there's
Yes.
Click on that.
Click on the lock to make changes.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see now, sir?
Oh, log out after so many minutes of it. Require an administrator password to access.
Put your, yeah, to put, you know, you need to put your password, sir.
Hang on. Right, I have it now.
Now, what do you see now?
Just any desk is ticked. Same
okay.
viewer is ticked.
Okay.
Accessibility, that's highlighted.
And,
contact.
Apart from,
what?
You cannot see any option over there is screen recording.
Screen recording, no.
You cannot see any option screen recording? Okay, all right. Now, what do you see now, sir? Check, sir.
It hasn't changed. However, screen recording. If you accept... Really, you know... I'm aware of the risk.
You click on aware of this risk, then click on accept.
Accept, yep.
Yeah, now what do you see now?
Somebody, are you a number, I presume, 957486?
Yeah. No, what are the options have you got, sir?
Accept, which I have just...
Yes, click on accept again, sir. Click on accept again. Now, what do you see now?
Any desk would like to control this computer using accessibility.
Yeah, what are the options have you got?
Open system preferences or deny.
Click on open system preference.
Oh, I've done that.
Now, what do you see now?
Any desk.
Yeah.
And I've clicked on that. Any desk will not be able to record the contents of your screen until it is quit. You can choose to quit.
Yeah.
So I've got to quit, have I?
What are the options have you got, sir?
Any desk will not be able to record the contents of your screen until it is quit.
Yeah, you need to... click on quit.
Quit and right.
Yes.
And it's gone back to righto. Now, your number is... wait a minute.
What is the number?
The number is 920478959. Is that yours or mine?
Now, what do you see now?
Security warning.
Yeah, you can click on I'm aware of this risk, then click on accept.
Yeah, right.
And after clicking on accept, what do you see after that, sir?
I see access. You would like to view the computer.
Yeah, what are the options have you got?
Access or dismiss.
Yeah, click on accept.
Right, done that.
Alright, now hold on, sir, hold on. Now what do you see now?
Just you're connected.
Okay, and what are the options have you got, sir?
Option, disconnect.
No, you can do one thing. You can have a look on the left-hand side, sir. On the left-hand side, can you see there is a close option on the left-hand side? No, above to that, left-hand side, top.
Top is...
minus sign. Click on the minus sign. Click on the minus sign, yellow one.
Yellow
left-hand
one,
side,
yes.
Top. Yeah, click on it.
I've done that.
Okay, all right. Now, hold on. After that, what do you see now?
All I can see is near your address, 920478949.
Yeah, you can minimize this page, sir. Minimize this page. Have a look on the left-hand side top.
Minimize this page?
Yeah. Minimize it. Click on the minus sign, yellow one.
Yeah. Right, I've got location services, contacts, calendars, reminders, photos, camera, microphone, speech recognition, accessibility.
Okay, all right. You can, you can do one thing. You can click on general at the very top. General.
General, yeah. A login password has been set for this user.
Yeah, you can minimize this. Close it, sir. Don't minimize it. Close it.
Right.
And after that, what do you see now?
Any desk.
Yeah, you can close this one as well. Close this one.
Close it. Alright, now I'm just back to my
old screen,
yeah.
Okay, alright. It means, sir, you're in like security, which I was trying to activate. It is activating. Let me check some security, which we was trying to activate, all are working or not. You can do one thing. You told me that you do emails over the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do one thing. You can try to log in into your email and check whether your email is working or not.
No, it's not.
Try to open up your email.
Hang on a bit. All inbox, yes, my emails, all my emails are there.
Your email is working.
Up until 8 o'clock this morning, I don't know about it. I've had it since then.
Okay, and you can try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check whether it is moving or it is frozen. Scroll it up and scroll it down.
It's moving.
It's moving. And could you please check, sir, have you received any junk or any spam email?
No.
No junk or no spam. Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it, okay? Because what happened, whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you will get any unnecessary email, simply ignore it or delete it. All right?
Yeah, sure. I know that. I've been doing that.
That's great. So you can do one thing. Okay, lovely. So if your email is working, then you can close your email. So close your email. And apart from your email, what do you do basically, sir, apart from your email, like Facebook, shopping, banking, what do you do?
Oh, occasionally. I don't do much shopping online. Occasionally I do.
And apart from that, sir?
I do my banking.
Oh, you can try to open that, sir, and check whether it is working right now or not.
Right.
And do it slowly, sir. Make sure don't make any mistake, all right? Once you are done, sir, let me know, okay? And when you put the password in the password box on the right hand side corner, you will see there is a little key symbol. You can try to click on the key. On the right hand side corner of the password box, you will see there is a little key sign. Try to click on the key sign.
No, there's no key sign.
No, in the password box, sir, where you have typed your password. Just in the password box.
Oh, yes,
in
the password, yes, a little key card, yes.
Yeah, click on it.
Save this password to Robocom or keychain, which I don't want
save.
To do.
Try to click on save so that it is going to secure from our server side.
Click on save.
Click on save.
Yeah.
Then click on sign in. And check
No problem.
It is working, sir?
It's working, yes.
It is working. Try to scroll it up or scroll it down.
Yes.
And check whether it is moving, sir?
It is, yeah, moving.
It is moving, alright. And check everything is fine, sir? Your information is
fine, yeah.
Okay, if everything is fine, sir, then you can log out from your account, sir. Log out. And close your banking page, please.
Right.
And after that, sir, you can do one thing. After that, come back to your home screen, okay? Come to your
home screen.
You are in your home screen. Now, you can do one thing. Have a look on your right-hand side corner. you will see there is a 3 Anydesk box, right? 3 Anydesk.
3.
You need to three red and white ones. So you need to give a click on the first one first. Give a click on the first one.
Yeah. Possible scam detected.
No, not this one. Not this one. You can do one thing. You can click on where you can see possible scam detected. Where you can see there is a little arrow up and down, right?
Yes.
Click on the arrow, down arrow. Click on the down arrow, sir.
Down arrow.
Try to click on the
scam detected.
No, where you can see possible scam detected. Beside that, you will see there is a little arrow pointing up and down.
Yeah, I've got that, yes. I've clicked the down one.
Yeah, you need to put, give a click on the up one, sir. Try to click on the up one.
Nothing happens.
Okay, you can click on permission, sir. Give a click on permission.
Right.
It is clicking.
Yep. And there's also a restart control any devices, keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, you can click on control. Yeah, click on control. My device, keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
And below that, sir, below that, just hold on, let me just check. Below that, can you see access my device clipboard?
Yeah.
Click on it.
Yeah.
And after that, sir, what do you see?
It's disappeared into a...
It has disappeared?
Wait a minute, access my devices.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Transfer files.
Okay, hold on, sir. Let me show you something. Actually, sir, while we are monitoring your internet, we have been found that there are so many foreign people are active into your internet line. Let me show you, sir, what I'm doing right now. You can do one thing. Have a look on your right-hand side top corner. On your right-hand side top corner of your screen, can you see date and time? Right-hand side top corner.
Monday the 20th of Feb, 11:37 a.m.,
yeah? Yeah, beside the date and time, you will see there is a little magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Click on the magnifying glass.
Right.
And when you click on the magnifying glass, it will ask you for the password, right? No. Spotlight search, right. You can type in the spotlight search, terminal. T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L. Then press enter.
Yes, I've got terminal.
Yeah, then press enter. Press enter. And once you press enter, what do you see after that, sir?
Just goes last login.
Yeah, you will see last login details, right? You will see a white box. Let me tell you about this white box. This white box is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this white box, you can check the status of your internet. Inside the white box, you need to type net, N-E-T, net.
Wait a minute.
You need to type net in the white box.
Possible scam detected.
No, you can minimize this one, sir. Minimize this one. Click on the yellow sign.
Right. Now I've got last login, Saturday, February the 18th on console.
Yeah, you need to type in the white box, net, N-E-T, net. N-E-T.
Yes, I've typed that in and enter.
No, then
then S for sugar.
Yes.
T for tango.
Tango.
A for alpha.
Alpha.
And T for tango again. It should be netstat, right? Do you have any idea about netstat? Yeah, what is netstat? Any idea?
No idea.
I can tell you. Netstat is the short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet, that what are the other thing going on over your system. Now from your keyboard, press enter from your keyboard. Press enter.
Yep.
And after pressing enter, can you see active internet connection?
I do that, yeah.
And below the active internet connection, you will see proto, local IP address, foreign IP address. Try to scroll it up, sir. Try to scroll it up. Come to the top of the page.
Yep.
Can you see proto, local address, foreign address, state?
Yeah.
Where you can see local address, just below the local address, can you see there is your name and some number, local number?
David Zymak.
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you, sir, local address means, sir, that this is your local IP address. And
right.
It is my humble request to you, sir, do not share your local IP address to anyone or over the telephone. Because if any person gets your local IP address, it means that they are going to get the access of your internet, sir. So don't share your IP address to anyone. Now, just right next to the local address, you will see foreign address, right? Right next to the local address, can you see foreign address?
Foreign address, yes.
And below the foreign address, can you see there is some different type of number?
Yeah,
let me tell you, sir, these are the foreign IP addresses which I'm talking about. These are the foreign IP addresses are getting connected to your internet from outside the country without your permission, without your knowledge. And just right next to the foreign address, you will see the state column, right? State.
Yeah.
And below the state, sir, can you see establish, right?
Yeah.
Sir, I can't hear your voice. Can you hear me?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, sir, where you can see establish. Establish means, sir, these foreign people are successfully established into your networking system. These foreign people have got the access of your internet line. And how we can see that, sir, because while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found this foreign IP address. And some of the people from Russia and Asia. Do you know any person from Russia and Asia?
No.
These foreign people are from Russia and Asia. They are established into a networking system. And you know what they are trying to do? Through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, they are trying to hack all your personal data and personal information, sir. So right now, sir, we are working on it. We are trying to block all this foreign IP address. Total how many established you can see, sir? Could you please tell me? Could you please tell me, sir, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Many of them are established. Okay, no problem. I'm going to make a report of it. You can do one thing. We are trying to block this foreign IP address from your lines. You can do one thing. You can close it, sir. Close it. Close it. And after that, you can do one thing. We are going to put a security into your email and shopping or banking as well, because you do your personal things as well. If you don't mind, can I ask you, sir, how far is your bank is from you? How far is it?
Just around the corner.
It is nearby you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we are going to put the security from online as well. You can do one thing, have a look on the left hand side bottom corner. What do you see on the left hand side bottom corner?
I've closed the window there.
No, on left hand side bottom of your screen.
Left hand side bottom of the screen, I've got the bin, I've got any desk.
No, not the right hand side, left hand side, sir, left hand side.
Left hand side, I've got Finder. Launchpad?
Yeah, click on Launchpad. Click on Launchpad.
Yep. Right.
And after clicking on, you need to open the Launchpad. Click on Launchpad and open it. Give a right,
yep.
Left click on it.
Yes, I've done that.
You done that? Okay, and all right. Okay, hold on. Let me just check. When you open it, sir, you will get an option over there, Other. You need to click on Other. Click on Other, you will get an option over there, Other, click on Other.
Other, yeah, I've got it.
Yep.
Yep.
Alright, after that, sir, when you click on Other, you will get an option over there, Activity Monitor, you can click on Activity Monitor.
Yep, done that.
Done that, alright. When you click on it, so what do you see after that?
Oh, screen, my processes, any desk, activity monitor.
Yes, right. Now, at the very top center, you will see there is some option over there like CPU, memory, energy, disk, network. You can click on network, sir. Click on network.
Yep.
Done, alright. Now, hold on. Now, what do you see on your screen now, sir?
Security warning, another person would like.
Yeah, click on I'm aware of this risk, then click on accept. Now, what do you see now?
Accept in green.
Yeah, click on accept. First of all, click on I'm aware of this, then click on accept. Now, what do you see now?
Connected. Possible scam detection.
Okay, alright. Okay. And what are the options have you got?
Permissions.
You click on permissions.
Yep, done that.
And after clicking on permissions, below that, what are the options can you see, sir?
Control my devices, keyboard,
yeah,
and mouse.
Yeah, click on control my devices.
Yeah.
And below that you will get an option to access my devices clipboard. Click on it. Access my devices clipboard. Then you need to minimize the space. So click on the minus sign and minimize it. Done. And after that, what do you see, sir?
Process, grabber form, account,
mm-hmm.
Proactivated, knowledge spent, all sorts of things.
Okay. Now, at the very bottom of this activity monitor, can you see there is a little graph that is moving or it is stable?
Wait a minute.
There is a little graph. Can you see that, sir?
Not yet.
What do you see? Tell me. What do you see?
The last thing, any desk. MD worker shared.
Yeah. Right. And below that, can you see there is a little graph that is moving?
Yeah,
packets.
There's packets.
Yes,
3,232,000 packets out.
Yes.
1 million.
Yeah, let me tell you, sir, by the help of this graph bar, what we are trying to do, we are trying to remove all the hackers from your internet.
Again?
I'm saying that by the help of this graph bar, what we are trying to do, we are trying to remove all the hackers from your internet line. Okay?
Right.
And also, we are blocking all the hacking links because I can see there is so many foreign IP address and there is so many hacking links are running inside it. So we are blocking all of them one by one. And also, I can see in my system that your internet is not working faster. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet as well. So that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket. Okay?
Good.
All right. So just hold on. So let me make a report. All right. Hold on. Let me make a report first.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. I do believe that, sir, your landline number, which I'm speaking to you, that is 0249-271-709, right?
Correct. That's it, Mr. Ross.
And could you please confirm me your mobile number, sir?
408-418-307.
Correct. Yeah, and I can see in my system that you are Mr. David Chapman.
Yeah.
And you have any middle name, sir?
David Bruce.
How do you spell your middle name?
B-R-U-C-E.
V.
B for.
O. Oh, B for Bravo. I got it.
Bravo.
I got it, sir. David. David Bruce Chapman, right?
That's correct.
And I can see you lived in house number 2, Ocean Street, Newcastle, New South Wales, 2300.
That's correct. Yes.
You're one of our registered customer. You are using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And your date of birth, sir, if you don't mind?
22nd of September, 1939.
22nd of September, 1939, right?
39.
Yeah. You sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 40s or 50s.
God bless you, sir.
Okay. And I have successfully made a report, sir, and I have a good news for you. Just now, I have received an email from our team, NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA, sir?
No.
NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, the thing is that from last couple of weeks, our team, NCA department, was trying to trace those hackers who is using your internet line. Now, I got an email from them that we are successfully succeed to trace him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well. So, shortly, once I will get the confirmation, sir, that we got the picture, then shortly I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, okay?
Yeah.
Because the hacker could be anyone. So, but before that, sir, let me secure your information. You can do one thing. You need to open your notes. Open your notes.
Open my what?
Notes, sir. Notes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, open your notes, please. From the bottom.
Yep.
Did you open your notes?
I've opened it, yes.
I can't hear your voice.
I'm sorry, I've opened it.
You need to you need to take a new note, sir. Take a new note.
Yeah.
And type in the new note. I want to secure my. Type in there. I want to secure my. Then email, you need to put your email address. Put your email address. Done.
Yeah.
Yes, done that.
Yeah, then you can press enter and come to the another line. Press enter.
Yeah, what I'll put on the...
come to the come to the other line. Can you hear me?
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And in the another line, you need to type, I want to secure my...
I've done that.
No, no. We have successfully secured your email address. Now, again, you need to type, I want to secure my... Again, you need to type, I want to secure my... And apart from email, you told me you do online banking, right?
Sorry?
Apart from email, you told me that you do online banking, right?
I'm sorry, you're fading right out.
I'm saying you that apart from your email, you told me that you do online banking, right?
Yes.
So you need to type, I want to secure my online banking, because you do online banking. So you need to type my online banking. Have you done so?
Yeah.
Online banking password. Online banking password.
Yep.
And then you can leave a space. Leave a space.
Yeah.
And when you do online banking, in order to log in into your banking, you put your ID and password.
Yeah.
You don't need to put the ID number now. You need to put the password, sir. All right?
Well, I'm not putting the password in. I know the password. I have it in the back in my head.
No, no. In order to secure it, sir. All right. Because so that in future, nobody is going to hack your information. This is right now. Right. Right now.
I'm not putting the password in. And look, I have to
go. No, you don't need to.
I have it.
Sir. So you don't need to give it. You don't need to give it to me. You can do it from your side, okay?
Yes, I'll do it from my side later.
Okay,
but
right, later.
Then
you can do one thing.
I'm
you can
too
do
late.
One thing. So you can do one thing. You can close your notes, sir. Close your notes.
Close my notes. Yes.
Yes. And you told me you have an appointment. At what time you have an appointment, sir?
10 minutes time, and I've got to get dressed.
And at what time you are coming back from there?
I don't know what time I'll be back.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. Just hold on, let me... you need to open your activity monitor again.
Look, I've got to go. I can't... Just thanks very much for all your help, but I have to go.
Yeah, definitely, sir. But right now, we are working, so...